Muswellbrook Eagles are preparing for season 2022. Joining us to have a chat is President Broden Adam-Smith. Broden, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. Recently taken over the role as president. Congratulations. You're looking forward to the new year?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, I am looking promising. We've had a few new faces come on board and join the committee, and registration numbers are looking promising for this year, so I think we're in for a good year.
Coming up very soon, you've got the Flint Cup with the Scone Mustangs. How far away is that?
So we're looking to reignite, yeah, what was the Flint Cup, which was first played for back in 1954. So we've been working with Scone Mustangs to get this started. So that'll be happening on the 26th of March.
All right, a lot to look forward to. It's great to be able to recognise tradition and go back all those many years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's been something that we've wanted to do for quite some time. So now that Scone's on board and we're getting the ball rolling with it, it'll be good for both clubs.
Seasons 2020 and 2021 are heavily interrupted because of COVID. I imagine everybody's really keen to get back on the ground.
Oh, most certainly. Like we lost a whole season of football back in 2020, and then cut short last year. So I think everyone's keen to put COVID behind us and get on with it.
How frustrating is it as a player and anybody involved in the club? Then you sort of start a season off and then you can't even finish it.
Yeah, it's a lot of commitment, especially for the players and the parents of the junior teams and that. Like, we travel down to Newcastle every second week, so it's a lot of time and money's been put into getting the season up and running. So to have it all cut short right around finals when we had multiple teams in contention, it was a big blow. But I think everyone's put that behind them now and we're ready to get on with it.
Broden, do you have high expectations of the teams this year?
Yes, mate, I do. We've got a lot of returning players coming back again, and after some promising results last year, I think we can carry that on and have a good year this year.
Is it a case where a couple of players might have been, I might give it away now, and you're like, but last year wasn't a full year, you've got to come back, you've got to complete the deal, you've got to finish the job?
That's right, and I think that's the approach the club's taken. We've got a bit of unfinished business there with a few guys that were set to play finals, so I think it's just business as normal for them. Get on with it and hopefully take home a few premierships at the end of the season.
You've got the Flint Cup coming up on the 26th of March, as you say. When does the season proper start?
So end of April for all competitions. So that includes our travelling and our local competitions. So end of April. So we've got some busy time ahead of us getting everything prepared, but we should be good to go by then.
It takes a good group of volunteers to help a club run. Are you always on the lookout for some new people to help out?
Oh, most certainly. Like, we've got 12 committee members now, sorry. And the many hands make light work. So if anyone's interested in joining the committee, they can reach out and come on board.
Is it too late to register if you want to play in this season?
No, most certainly not. The registrations will remain open until the end of this month. So still a little bit of time there. We have got very limited spaces in some of our teams, so I'd encourage everyone to get in as quick as possible.
All right. And finally, have you got any sponsors that you want to mention? Because a club like yours doesn't function without some great local businesses.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be definitely worth thanking our major sponsor now for the last 8 years, the Muswellbrook RSL Club. The support they've provided us is huge and greatly appreciated. Also, Bengala. They've come on board as a primary sponsor this year. And then we've got some other smaller local businesses, Peter Ryan Electrical, Whiteman Welding, Cupid Cleaning, and then the list goes on, but they're the main ones.
Excellent.
For this year.
Excellent. And obviously anybody else who would like to jump on board the sponsorship wagon, I'm sure they'd be welcome to.
Yeah, shoot me an email or contact us via our Facebook page. We've still got heaps of packages there up for grabs, so.
That's the way. Looking forward to a fantastic 2022. Broden Adam-Smith, we will keep in contact as the season progresses. Good luck in the Flint Cup, and thanks for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.